Why is a vision for any team so important?
Vision is the picture of where your team is going. I want you to hold in mind five concepts: purpose, vision, goals, strategies, and values. And every organization has a purpose. That is, why does it exist? It has a vision. What can the leaders see into the future? That's why, hence the word vision. What can the leaders see that they want to achieve? Goals are the practical steps along the way. Strategies are the action steps to take to achieve the goals to help achieve the vision. And values are the behaviours that will be exhibited at all times while pursuing the strategies to achieve the goals to achieve the vision. Now, purpose of a business, many people say, is to make money. My contention is that the purpose of every single business is to make life better for human beings. If you do that well, you make bucket loads of money. If you say the purpose of your business is to make money, you will not achieve levels of passion, levels of commitment, to the extent that you would if you focus on the human beings that your business is helping. Vision, 3 to 5 years out, in 9 words or less. What's the vision of your team? What's the vision of your organization? And they're two different concepts. So if you're in a large organization, you might be in the finance team. That team should have a vision tied into the whole organization's vision. I've interviewed employees and said, what's the vision of the organization? They sneer, they joke, they snigger. They've got no idea. I walk into organizations, the vision statement is 400 or 500 words on the wall. I say the vision has to be no more than 9 words. Why do I say that? So that it's memorable. My favorite vision statement is Nike. Now, Nike had a competitor, Reebok, when it was founded in the mid-70s. And Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, had a 2-word vision statement. It was, crush Reebok. And the point about a 2-word vision statement is everyone knows what the game is. And the vision is so important because when team members come in who are diverse, who think differently, who have different personal issues, who have indeed almost different realities, the vision is the glue that unites different human beings in one direction. And you can just picture this, a group of human beings looking into the future with a vision saying, that's what we want to achieve. The Australian cricket team's vision was to be the best in the world. World's best, that was the vision. Komatsu Bulldozers, their main competition was an American bulldozer organization called Caterpillar. Its vision was kill Caterpillar. Now some people say, hey, that's a negative term. It's just a metaphor for winning the game. What 9 words or less would describe the game that your team is playing? And if any team that you are leading, when you're listening to this, if I interviewed your team members and I said to them, if I interviewed each one of them and I said to them, what's the vision? If your team can't tell me, then you are failing one of your key jobs as a leader. You want your team members to live and breathe this vision and to then understand why it makes sense to achieve this vision and then link it into each team member's personal goals, each team member's personal behaviours, and show each team member why achieving the vision will be good for them as well as good for the organisation. Football coaches, often the goal is to win a premiership. The vision is to be a magnificent team. The vision is to be a world-class team. Understand the power that an inspirational vision has, and you will engage the spirit of your team members, and that will unleash enormous energy to help you achieve the business success, or the personal success, or the sporting success, or the not-for-profit success that you're aiming for.